News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Wausau is again talking about a ban on using your cell phone while driving. Yesterday, a city committee met with law enforcement and government officials from surrounding communities. Alderman Romy Wagner says there's a lot of support for this kind of ordinance.
I brought this forward 6 or 7 months ago as constituents came to me about it, and I felt it would be very difficult for just the city of Wausau Police Department to have to address this if we pass the ordinance. So bringing the whole group together, making it regional or area-wide, I feel is one of the more important things to do, and it seems like we've met everyone's expectations.
Already in our area, Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids banned talking on a cell phone while driving. Wausau would like to see any regional law include Weston, Rib Mountain, Cronenwetter, Rothschild, Schofield, and perhaps other neighboring townships. The city of Wausau has paid an outside attorney to investigate the controversial bird sculptures on the median of Highway 52. The Wausau Daily Herald reports that that report is complete, but has not been made public yet. It'll be reviewed by the city council January 27th. There are two issues here. First, whether the city should have put the project out for competitive bid. And second, whether the city bypassed the State Department of Public Workforce Development, which is supposed to be involved in projects on public land that cost more than $100,000. There will be no criminal charges after a fatal barroom fight early on New Year's Day in Rhinelander. The victim died from an internal injury. James Tanner's fractured sternum punctured his heart. Police reports say that it was Tanner who threw a punch at another man, Jake Colrich, at Sackett's Bar. It was the bar's DJ who broke up the fight. Now, the district attorney, Michael Scheck, says that he's reviewed all the evidence and decided that charges were not warranted.
From what we can gather from his statement and other witness statements is that he wasn't certainly trying to kill Mr. Tanner. What he was trying to do is break up a fight.
The district attorney says Gregory Dryden, the bar's DJ, didn't cause the death, the conclusion backed up by an autopsy plus witness and police reports. Another snowmobile rider has been killed in northwestern Wisconsin. The Polk County Sheriff was called in Wednesday night around 10 o'clock. A snowmobile collided with an ice shanty on Bone Lake. The sheriff, Pete Johnson, explains what happened.
What we found is two snowmobiles were northbound on the lake, going between the islands and the shore, when the second of the two snowmobiles either struck or at least sideswiped one of the ice shacks that was out on the lake. And the passenger of that snowmobile eventually did pass away.
That passenger is a 20-year-old female whose name has not been released. The driver, though, has been cited for operating while intoxicated. He's 21-year-old Nicholas Krenz of St. Croix Falls. In Waupaca County, sheriff's deputies are investigating a snowmobile crash. A man and woman hospitalized. The accident happened on Swamp Road in the town of Larrabee. The 49-year-old man was driving the snowmobile and collided with a mailbox post and frame. He and his 59-year-old passenger both seriously injured. They've been taken to Shawano Hospital. New guidelines for government surveillance will be presented today by President Obama. The extent of NSA eavesdropping and data mining has prompted a firestorm of controversy with information leaked by contractor Edward Snowden. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A few flakes early on today, otherwise some partial sun in the afternoon. A colder day with a high of 17, kind of breezy in the morning. Some scattered clouds for tonight with a low of 0. A few spots might drop down to 5 or 10 below 0 with a bit more clearing. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a good chance of snow, but the heaviest will stay in the western part of the state, mainly west of Wausau, maybe 1 to 3 inches, and a high of 17. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Snow-covered roads across central Wisconsin again, about 2 inches on the ground. Right through the weekend, get the hour-by-hour temperature, six-day forecast, and the zoom-in radar at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.